say good morning.
Good morning.
Let's stand and sing our opening song. Magnificent, because you are magnificent. You are full of the magnificent of the one life, the one God.
We're here to remind you of your magnificence, to help you awake to all the wonder that you are.
And you are full of God's wonder.
Oh, we long to show you all the joy you're worthy of. We're here to remind you how much you're truly loved.
And just take a deep breath in and allow it to come out. Yes.
Here to remind you of your magnificence, to help you awake to all the wonder that you are. Oh, we long to show you all the joy you're worthy of. Remind you how much you're truly loved.
Ah, yes, you are truly loved. Look at your partner and say, I'm part of God, and so are you. So am I, yes. Now, this is an interesting song. It's the first time we've ever done it, excuse me. Hello. And it's the Danube, the Blue Danube. Da 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 da. So let's be gentle with ourselves.
So we're, all gonna have fun together.
We're just gonna have fun together. Yes. Da.
I live in God's way, God's truth, God's love. I'm free from all doubt, all fear, all strife. My words are of love, of joy, of peace. I think of God's good that cannot cease. The power of God is mine to use. God gives me all the good that I can choose. I live in God's love and God's truth and express eternal youth.
I missed my opening one more time.
I know what to do and what to say. I live in a world of perfect health. The kingdom of heaven, it is my wealth. I'm free to express perfection now, for Christ within me has me how. And only the good know I see everywhere in you and in me.
One more time.
Then God's birth. All right. I've done God's life. I'm free from all doubt, all fear, all strife. My words are love, of joy, and of peace. I think of God's good that cannot cease. The power of God is mine to use. The good that I can choose. I live in God's love and God's truth and express eternal youth. God bless me now in every way. I know what to do and what to say. I live in a world of perfect health. The kingdom of heaven is my wealth. I'm free to express perfection now. For Christ within me has shown me out, and only the good do I see everywhere in you and me.
Thank you. You'll see it again. We'll see it again.
Whenever you start a new one, it's a little time. All right, go do.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm Reverend Glenda Davis, and I would like to welcome you to the Spiritual Enrichment Center of Dothan for this hour of remembering and celebrating the truth of who we really are. It's a beautiful, wonderful day, and we're really happy that you're here today. Thank you for being here. We have a couple of new faces. I would like to start right here in the middle. Would you like to introduce yourself, Jen?
Hi, my name is Jen, and I'm from Florida, but I lived in Atlanta for a spell, and I went to Unity there in Norcross, but now I'm in Columbia, so I decided to kind of Google and see if there was a Unity here. There is, so I'm here.
Great, welcome. Welcome. And Cindy?
I'm Cindy Post. I'm from Geneva, and I also started with this teaching in Atlanta with the Atlanta Church of Religious Science.
Gotcha.
Great. Welcome. Welcome, Cindy and Jen. Well, at the Spiritual Enrichment Center here, we are a compilation of both Unity and CSL. We do both together here. So it's wonderful to have people come to us from both teachings, and we're supported by both organizations. So welcome. Okay, I have a couple of announcements before Marvin has the regular ones. Do you know what next week is? Anybody know what?
Daylight
savings time. Absolutely. Daylight savings time. So remember to set your clocks forward, spring forward Saturday night so that your time will be correct on Sunday morning. And we have a new volunteer team that's organizing here. It's our gardening angels. And Jerry Rippey is going to head up this team. Jerry, show them where you are. And so this team is going to be about keeping our grounds beautified. It's going to be about keeping our flowers looking nice and everything around the grounds. It doesn't include lawn mowing, so don't worry about that. But if you would like to be involved in this adventure with Jerry, please see her and talk to her about that, and you all can make plans as to what you'd like to do and when. And also another announcement is that we have Easter coming up in only 3 more weeks. And in keeping with our tradition here at the Spiritual Enrichment Center, we like to have lots of flowers here in the center on Easter Sunday. So we do that in 2 ways. One is we have a big cross that we put right here in the center that has little holes in it. And you can bring fresh flowers from your gardens or wherever you want to bring them from and stick them into the cross to decorate. That's one way we bring flowers in. The other way is through bringing in Easter lilies. And the way that works is that our Easter lily angels, that's Renee and Diane Moon, are going to purchase these after they know how many people would like to buy one. So they're $10 each, and we have these little cards that say, in remembrance of, and you put who it is you're remembering, and then your name at the bottom. You attach a check or cash for $10 with a paperclip and put it in the envelope that's there and fill out the line that says your name and who you're purchasing it for. Then they go and get these Easter lilies the week before Easter and decorate all around, however many we have. And then after the Easter service, you may take them home with you. So it serves many purposes. A third purpose that it could serve is if you don't care to have the Easter lily in your home or yard, the gardening angels could put it out in our flower beds, in our flower bulb beds. And so that's another option you can have for the Easter lily. So we hope that you will participate in all of those things. So thank you. And Marvin has some other announcements for you.
Yay, Marvin!
She gets the good stuff. Routine stuff, so. Thanks to our musical team, our trio, as usual, Kevin, Jim, and Dee. We discovered that Kevin plays another instrument. It's called a pressure washer. He does that very well. And Carl for managing our electronics back there. And, of course, Desi for leading us all. And our platform assistant is Dawn today. In case you missed it last week, Friday was Pound Cake Day. So I hope you you took advantage of that and cooked a pound cake. CDs of today's service are available for $5, or you can go online and download an MP3 format at secdothan.org. As Glenda said, the back building is now ready for use again, mostly. We had to stack all the furniture in one corner, and so that did not get cleaned by the carpet cleaners, so they're going to come back Friday and do that and finish off that corner there. So then it will be back perfect. Thanks to Kevin and Melissa, Ula and Hart, Gary Dismukes, Renee and Glenda and Marvin for showing up yesterday and lending their work and resources. As I mentioned, Kevin did the pressure washing on the back of the building in addition to the park benches and picnic tables out there. They look very good. Also cleaned around the lattice area that encircles the heat pump. That was starting to look a little ready. The fountain out back got pressure washed, and so it looks nice again. The squirrels will have a nice place to drink. So, our potluck luncheon today, immediately following the service, and if you did not bring food, no problem. Stay and eat anyway. We always have enough. It's a good time to socialize. Thank you to Diane Moon for helping us with that. Our kitchen angel set up everything. And remember, there is overflow seating in the chapel and the picnic tables out back, so avail yourself of those. Wednesday night continues our reading and discussion of This Thing Called You by Ernest Holmes. That starts at 6 o'clock. Next Sunday, Glenda mentioned, will be our question and answer session. So save up all your tough questions. If you need to know the capital of South Dakota, things like that, Glenda has all the answers. And the proper pronunciation, too. And so that will be held in the children's room immediately after the service next Sunday. Our new member Sunday is on Easter, March 27th. please get your applications in, and the board will review those as quickly as possible. The DESE Detective Service will properly vet those and make sure everybody's on the up and up. I will also give you on that day a rendition of my version of the Easter story. So, and that pancake brunch. Jack, are you with me on that? We're going to cook pancakes? He says yes. Myrta, Rose, and Joe Struthers are organizing that. You didn't know that, Myrta? You just got volunteered. So they're organizing the potluck portion of that. But Jack and I will be cooking pancakes and egg beaters. It's a brunch. We're talking Easter Sunday, right? Okay. Remember to save your computer, printer, ink cartridges, and all other recyclables like that. Put them there behind the door in Peg Hall. We also collect toiletries for the House of Ruth. And thank you to Vajani Worsham for delivering those. Let's see. And thank all of you who shop online using the iGive. There's information about that on the bulletin board in Peg Hall, which gives cash rebates to the SEC. Information is back there, so get that. And yoga is back in the chapel now, so anything you want to add to that?
No, please come.
Please come, she says. She, so we won't keep... We won't keep playing hide the class, so it'll all be back there from now on. Did I miss anything?
Birthdays.
Birthdays, yes, that's right, it is. March, all March birthdays. Please stand and be recognized.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday.
Thank you. So the brunch on Easter is not going to be a potluck, but we'll have our potluck the 1st of April as usual. So we have some affirmations on the back of this lavender insert, and also up here on the screen if you would like to follow along, please. Together,
the Christ level of consciousness is the only presence and power in the spiritual enrichment center and in my life. All else gently and easily falls away. I am brave, and the mind of this powerful universe is always for me. I accept and know that unlimited abundance is mine in all parts of my life. I know divine clarity is mine, and I focus on the highest and best good. I accept gratitude today with ease and grace. I have absolute faith in the principle of life, the law of love, and I honor my love to express and radiate from me, and so it is.
Now is the time for inspirational readings. Margie will be reading from the Daily Word, and John will be reading from Course in Miracles.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My life is prayer in action. Unity author James Dillett Freeman wrote, "Prayer is a reaching, and every act of prayer stretches the soul. I can stretch my soul by being and ending my day with quiet times of prayer, reflection, and thanksgiving. In between, I observe expressions of the divine in nature and the kindness of others. I set an intention to be a blessing wherever I am. These are acts of prayer, expression of my divine nature. I acknowledge the presence and power of spirit within. Breathing deeply, I give thanks for divine light that guides me. I recognize the pure life that nourishes and energizes every cell of my body. I open to divine ideas and creative ways to use them. I see myself enfolded in a circle of love and peace. My life is prayer in action. I will pray with the spirit, but I will pray with the mind also." 1 Corinthians 14:15.
Today I'm reading from chapter 27, of Course in Miracles, in the main section. It says, "Dream softly of your sinless brother, who unites with you in holy innocence. And from this dream, the Lord of heaven will himself awaken his beloved son. Dream of your brother's kindness instead of dwelling on your dreams of his mistakes. Select his thoughtfulness to dream about instead of counting up the hurts he gave. Forgive him his illusions, and give thanks to him for all the helpfulness he gave. And do not brush aside his many gifts because he is not perfect in your dreams. He represents his Father, whom you see is offering both life and death to you. Brother, he gives but life. Yet what you see as gifts your brother offers represents the gifts you dream your Father gives to you. Let all your brother's gifts be seen in light of charity and kindness offered to you. And let no pain disrupt your dream of deep appreciation for his gifts to you."
And now we'll sing Surely the Presence, which is printed on the screen and in your bulletin.
Feel the mighty power and the grace. I can
the presence of God, the law of our good is in this place. As we become still and quiet, we feel that presence in this place within us, this indwelling presence of the divine. And as we look around us, we see this presence all around us, in each other. We see it in smiling faces, in handshakes and hugs and kind words. We see and feel the presence of God. Surely the presence of God is in this place. Let's take a moment now just to quietly go within and sit in this quiet indwelling presence together in silence. Yes, surely the presence of God is in this place. We are so happy to come together here today to acknowledge this, to expand this awareness in our experience, to see God everywhere present. We are grateful for all groups who gather to remember that indwelling presence of good within. Wherever they gather, whether they gather in churches, or temples, cathedrals, synagogues, mosques, Native American altars, home altars, out in nature, wherever people gather, wherever two or more are gathered, there is that indwelling presence right there, vibrantly awake, aware, and alive within them. And we honor all paths, for we know that all paths do lead to the very heart of God. And so now, looking at the screen or on the left side of your bulletin, let's say together our opening prayer. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent.
ago. It takes us such on a journey of all of our senses and where God is.
Message today, it is called God is Personal. Please welcome our